shoe bum, you drag a line. Aboard a jumbo jet, flying across the sea, hoping to blow it off smithereens. Flight 63 would not be the first plane to explode with all its passengers into flames. But fortunately, the tragedy never returned this time. A man can't carry a bomb on an airplane. To light the fuse, all he needs is an open flame. Since a man can crash a plane with box cutters in his hand, or a fingernail clipper or a single knitting needle, makes sense to not be allowed to bring them on a plane, along with guns and other deadly things. Terrorists can wreak havoc in many ways. It's not something someone likes to ponder. Richard almost threw that plane out of the sky with the match that's still out on American flights. Someone trying to light a bomb upon a plane. Don't you think someone else will try to save? It makes no sense to let lighters and matches on flights. Bombs seem so much worse than fucking knives. Whoever writes the rules to restrict what's allowed on aircraft does not seem too concerned with actual terror threats. Seems they care more about money than public safety. So now the public is stressed out even more. Those who smoke will want to even more. Down there, running off a jet, they wouldn't smoke as many cigarettes. So the next time you are in Washington to see our elected officials on the work, don't get in the way
but the back row lobby clerk, who was sure that smokers would have their lighters in hand. To a life that can't sustain, it sucked the same. Well, hopefully it's only there and not a fuse on a plane. In exchange for weakening, it's shifted on our plates. Yeah, the blood and guts that'll dump like rain. When the next shoe bomber is able to light, fuse with a lighter that's still light on your flight. Your flight. again. These are the deadly things coming down. These are the deadly things coming down. Smokestack Mountain.